It's the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't you? Okay, that was snotty. Don't respond well to snotty.
This is BS. This is BS. Why are we here? I am going to call corporate. Enough is enough. I'm so mad.
That's the way I feel every day, boys.
It's BS, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You can give us a call at 877-365-3636 or go to WJFK.com. See the largest face known to mankind. Do you click on the face, or do you click on my name?
I think you can click anywhere on you.
Just got the first buzz of the day coming up, and let's call Beth Ann McBride.
Okay, don't give her a call.
Without further ado, because we got to get the buzz on. Got to get our buzz on, baby.
The sooner the better.
Yes, Beth Ann will be starting on the show Monday, a week from yesterday, and she is in transit somewhere between the Carolinas and here.
Well, she had to stop at the dollar store to pick up supplies for the show.
That's what she likes to do.
And I don't think your face is anywhere near as big as Ann Ramsey's.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
There it is.
Owen!
Thank you, Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm interested in what's the new development? I'm interested in a house in the new development.
Yeah. I can't find a quiet place, you guys.
I'm interested in the, how many bedrooms? How many bedrooms does the house?
Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths. We go up to 2,800 square feet. We have many options available to you. We're not a custom builder. But the options that we have available are important to most first-time homebuyers, and really the people who are upgrading. That 1,300 square feet just isn't enough anymore. They need more room. Their family's growing.
Right.
Let me put you in one of our homes.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Everything is growing.
Beth Ann, it's so nice so nice to hear your voice.
It is nice to hear your voice. I sat under a tree. I'm traveling. I'm trying to get there as soon as I can, so there is no quiet place.
All right. First of all, let's get some logistics out of the way about Beth Ann. Beth Ann has been in what part of the Carolinas have you been residing over the last 4 years or so, 5 years, 2 years, 3 years?
Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem. Now, you went down to Winston-Salem, and you did your own radio show for a while, right?
I believe you used to listen.
We did, and it was fascinating.
It was awful.
It was not awful.
It was awful. Come on.
It was not awful. I loved it.
I thought
it was. No.
Don't you remember the time when you were listening and I was reading from the paper verbatim?
You were talking about, like, things going on in the the tri-state area?
The triad.
Three
cities. Right, yeah.
All right, so you had a radio show, then you stopped doing that.
The Ride with McBride.
It was The Ride with McBride.
Yes.
And you had a pain-in-the-ass guy with you.
No, I eventually got rid of him, and then I had an actual producer that I adored and really helped me. And I said, Jared, if you and I just have fun, who the F cares what anybody else thinks?
All I know is that you had a radio show, then you moved out of that into housing. And then,
No. There were many careers, Mike,
well,
in between.
Start. Okay, I'll stop, and I'll start at the very beginning. Beth Ann, take us through the life of Beth Ann McBride. And what is the deal with your phone?
Are you sitting under the apple tree like you said? What are you doing?
I'm actually sitting under a tree off of 29 Virginia.
Did you say that you had to drop your mother at the dollar store earlier?
Yeah, because anytime she sees a Dollar Tree or a dollar store, anything with dollar in it, I have to pull over and let her ass out of the car so she can pick up some more crap.
Okay, hold it.
Everyone, just
stop. I have to start at the beginning.
A good place to start.
This is getting too frantic, and I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I didn't know your mother was down there with you.
No, my mother lives in the same town I did.
Now, did you move back to where you're?
What is she doing?
It must be a windstorm.
Did your mother live down there when you moved down there?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up there.
Oh, see, I don't know these things, Beth.
I know, but
I don't know these things.
That's okay. So I had a great opportunity to have my own show, and I wanted to do that. I thought this will be nice. I'll go home. So anyway, so the show lasts for about a year and a half, and then
your other tree is ringing.
The tree is. Wait a minute, you're lying.
You're
lying to us. There's a phone ringing in the background.
I don't know what that came from. I really don't.
What sort of weird playlist are you putting on?
You said you were like outside, and now a phone is ringing.
I know. I heard that too. I think it's over at the Shell gas station over there. Just because I'm under a tree doesn't mean I'm in the woods.
It's a loud phone.
Sorry. Is it a payphone?
No, no. I think it's just somebody got a. I mean, really, over
go
at the
see
shelf.
Who it is.
All right. So after you got out of the first radio gig, you went to another one?
No. Well, I got a. You know, I've never in my wildest dreams so I think I wouldn't get a job, but I got a job offer in Portland. I just didn't want to move that far, and I thought, no.
Maine or Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, I don't want to move 2,000 miles away from my front door. Forget it. You know, I'm done. I work for the best show. Nothing will ever be the same. So I thought,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to do something else. So I that's right. So I need to find something to do. So there was nothing really. I learned I have no really appreciable skills that are, you know, that you can use in the workforce in 2007 or 2008.
You mean outside of radio?
Yeah, I think that's
correct.
Common among radio people.
I mean, radio is really you did a great job as a producer on our show. You did a fantastic job. That's why you're coming back.
Well, not a lot of jobs, you know, look at booking guests or whatever I did. I couldn't type fast enough. I had no skills.
You have a good work ethic.
Yes.
I do. So I thought, you know, listen, I'll get me in the ground floor. I'll prove myself. So nobody would hire me. Literally nobody would hire me. So I said, I got to do something. I'm going crazy. So I delivered the phone books for 2 weeks. I just wanted to feel like I had a... Yeah, and it was like June. It was 195 degrees in North Carolina.
You said you delivered phone books?
Yeah, to 700 households. It took me about 2 weeks, and it was like $142. That's all I got paid. I spent more than that in gas, but at least it was the first time I had done anything in a month.
How are you subsisting while you were only making $71 a week?
Well, because, you know, I had saved my money.
Oh, you are frugal. We should mention that.
So I know I saved my money when I came back down to North Carolina.
I had no idea that you had fallen on hard times.
I did have very hard times. You wouldn't believe it. But I was proud. Believe it or not, I was the best phone book deliverer ever.
I'm sure you were.
I believe it.
And so I did that for 2 weeks, and then once you delivered your routes, you were done, and they gave you your $142 check and said, thank you, we'll be in touch with you next year. So then I go, I got to do something. So the place where I could afford to get my hair done, they said, if you want, you can be our receptionist. And I said, okay. So I was a receptionist until I said, I'm only doing this till I find a full-time job.
Right.
Well, a couple of weeks turns into a couple of months turns into 4 months. And I said, God, I'm making like $200 a week.
During this entire time.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
During the entire time you were doing this, we had some interference there. I'm not sure what happened.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
I lost my train of thought for a second. During that time, when did you go under the knife?
Before I delivered the books and before I started selling carpet.
All right, now I'm trying to keep track. It's a radio show. Then after the radio show, it's on to you get a few job offers around the country, but you don't want to move, and you start delivering. Phone books, right?
Right. Start at rock bottom, Mike. Rock bottom.
Okay, so you deliver the phone books.
And then I'm a receptionist for a hair salon.
For a hair salon.
Right. Now, when did you
I don't picture you doing this.
When did you sell
carpet?
It was
very good.
When did you sell carpet?
I sold carpet after my hair salon because I really had the opportunity.
Hold it. Stop. Now, hold it. Rob, in fairness to our listeners and to me, I don't know all the whole chronology of
this.
She
just said it.
She sold carpet, too?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where when we fit in the cosmetic surgery.
And it was August. It was right before I started the carpet.
How many jobs total have you had since you left us?
I had 8 W-2s for my CPA.
Eight?
That's a lot.
Eight is enough.
So we go from phone books, and then we go to the receptionist at the hair salon. Then you sell carpet. Then what? What after the selling of the carpet?
Well, I was so good at selling the carpet that when I saw the opportunity to sell new homes at perhaps the worst time ever in the housing industry.
I have to agree with you there. I mean, you could not have picked the worst time to do that.
I still loved it, and I still sold houses. It was just, you know, not everything closed, and that's sort of the name of the game.
Were you a closer, Beth Ann?
Not really. I don't think I was.
Really?
But I had more contracts that closed. You may have somebody who had 10 contracts, and the next month only one of them closed or two of them closed because they made people do contracts, and they had no business going under contract.
Now, when you went to work selling homes, what did you wear?
I wore a little red sweater and a white button down and black pants and a name tag.
Wow. Very nice.
So, and that's where you have been up until this point, right?
Correct.
So now you're coming back to us.
In a tight red sweater.
And this is where you truly belong. And I know that a lot of people are clamoring for you to get up here, and you're making your way back. Now, the way that I understand it is that you are going to make your way back from the Carolinas this week, kind of get things situated with where you're living. Then you go back, and then you make the final move over this coming weekend. Is that right?
Correct.
And then you're going to be here on Monday.
Right.
And we're going to welcome you with open arms.
It's going to be great. No.
Wide open arms.
And when you move in, the Watergate Hotel will be glad to have you.
Well, you know, I took my all my corduroys to be dry cleaned.
Are you still wearing them on a regular basis?
No, I stopped wearing them, but when I knew I was going to come back, there was a sale. I go, I'm getting me some corduroys.
Good for you. I think we're gonna refrain on the real inquisition until you get in here on Monday. But obviously, has your look changed dramatically?
To me it has, but I don't know.
What do you mean? What does that mean for me? It has.
Well, for me, I mean, I had a medical procedure. I had stuff inserted into my body, you know, and then my hair is really long.
If somebody was to ask me, right, Rob's very excited to have her coming back.
Yes.
If somebody was to ask me, you know, what Beth Ann McBride, who is the last person on the planet that would have that type of medical procedure, I would say it was you. Yeah. I always thought that was not, you know, you were celibate for a long time.
We were shocked and yet intrigued.
Well, you know, I just to get yourself, I didn't get breast implants so I could have lots of sex. I got breast implants because I wanted to look the best I could look. Oh. I always wanted them.
It's very thoughtful.
Thanks.
It's very, very exciting. Well, Beth-Ann, we really do look forward to you coming back. We're excited about it, and we're certainly excited about the new you and the way you are going to look. I think it's going to be very, very hot, baby.
I was going to go braless, but I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So you'll be making your way up. The first day braless.
The first day.
Hey, I pray for one of those 85-degree days.
Or a cold day.
God. Beth-Ann, safe home, safe back home, safe traveling, safe everything. And for God's sake, stay away from that law. We look forward to seeing you back here, and get here safely, okay?
Okay, you guys. Love you guys. See you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
There she goes, and I played it once before. I'll play it again. It's time for our first buzz of the afternoon. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
With her crystal gal-like hair.
Yes, calm down. Rob's ready to jump on her already.
He's excited.
Brawless. Baby!
Yeah, you're not excited.
I'm not excited at all. I am not excited about her breasts.
Really?
I am not excited about her
you
breasts.
You haven't seen them yet.
I am curious. You should know the relationship we've always had is a brother-sister relationship.
That could change.
It is. It could not change.
Right.
All right, Buzz, what's our first buzz of the day?
Hundreds of American Airlines pilots across the country are protesting today against the bonuses that are given to their top-level managers. This just days after that same airline frustrated 100,000 travelers by canceling thousands of flights over aircraft safety. The NFL has unveiled its schedule for the 2008 regular season. Starts September 4th with a game between the Super Bowl champ New York Giants and their NFC East rival, the Washington Redskins.
Ooh.
That'll be a good game.
That is a good game. Good starting game.
For former Seattle Supersonics owner Howard Schultz, he is apparently suing to get the team back. Schultz says the new ownership group violated the contract by not living up to a good faith effort to keep the team in Seattle.
I see nothing.
Schultz.
The Frenchman makes such great strudel.
So much TV news, you may want to hold your questions till the end.
Really?
Gary Dorden is quitting CSI at the end of this season. He'll be replaced by another young hunk named Ray Santoro.
I have a question about that.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Long and Order says it has an upcoming...
Long and Order?
Law and Order.
Oh, okay.
Has an upcoming episode ripped from the headlines about New York State Governor Elliot Spitzer.
Oh.
Good guy.
Dexter is dating his sister. The actors, that is. Michael C. Hall and Jennifer Carpenter are a confirmed item.
Okay, now I really do have a question.
All right.
I always thought, and you're a big fan of that show, Dexter.
I am.
I was a big fan when it was on Showtime. When they moved it to the network, it's stupid. They shouldn't do that.
It'll still be on Showtime. It's uncensored.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll continue.
So they'll have the new episodes on Showtime.
That's right.
This guy, I always thought, because he was on another show, Six Feet Under, and he played a gay guy, I thought he was gay.
Wow.
He is not a gay?
Now you know.
Okay.
Heck of an actor.
Not according to his co-star.
Do you watch The Dexter, Rob?
I've seen a couple episodes of it. I saw it on an airplane, and it's really quite good. But at home, I don't take Showtime.
He doesn't take the Showtime.
This is when Rob says, see, Rob is still living in the land of John Adams when he talks like that.
The John
I don't
Adams
take
show.
The Showtime, but I powder my wig each and every day.
John Adams show. Mm-hmm. NBC's taken some grief for running the MILF Island episode of 30 Rock last week in the Family Hour. NBC says 30 Rock isn't a family show, and the network won't be following the Family Hour guideline every night of the week.
Do you take the 30 Rock bus?
I love that show.
Do you take the 30 Rock?
I do every week. I started out not liking it, and now I'm in love with it. I think
okay,
it's a
now
great
this is
show.
We have to as we begin this journey together. Uh-huh. We all have to know how to work together. Now there's a rumor we're going to get somebody from 30 Rock on the show.
Oh.
I do not watch the 30 Rock,
oh,
but
we're on it.
Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Now, whenever this happens, we'll let our listeners know. I'll let you know.
Okay,
it's called the Mike Fakes It.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. So whenever this happens, you guys are going to like do the heavy lifting as far as the show, and I'll kind of feed off you.
That'd be fine.
I mean, it will go something like, hey, that one episode where you did that, and Mike was telling me about how much he loved it.
It will make you look good. I get it.
Thank you.
No
you
problem.
Got it.
Thank you. It speaks to my work ethic.
The same way we propped you up during that hockey interview.
Thank you.
The game show Password. Password returns to CBS this summer with Regis as the host.
You know, that makes me think of Alan Ludden.
Yeah, I love that guy.
The old host. That makes me think of Betty White.
Yep, love that one.
And it makes me think of the nude picture of Betty White that I saw on the internet just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I've seen it.
Print that out for me.
She Alan had a
little,
Ludden.
Little pinup.
Used to ball her.
The Password.
He had great square glasses.
He was a cool guy.
Love Alan Ludden.
DJ, right?
I think he got his start in radio,
absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. American Idol viewers are still calling the wrong numbers to cast their votes. A company in Pennsylvania, not related to the show, says it gets thousands of calls every week.
You know, we have been off for so long, we haven't gotten a chance to talk about Idol. Mm-hmm. The Australian guy voted off, supposedly a controversy. I don't think it was that big a deal. Have you guys been keeping up? I know you don't watch it.
He
but
doesn't. I've watched it every week. You know, I'm souring on it because the music has been horrible.
Uh-huh.
I only have one lady that I dig, and I dig the lady with the tattoo, the Irish girl.
The Irish, she's a very good singer, but you know what? Tonight's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
All Mariah Carey songs? I'm not a big fan of Mariah Carey, and I don't see how they're going to pull six or seven good songs out
of it. Tonight's going to be tough for me, though.
Yeah, okay. Why is that?
Hockey.
Yeah.
No, the easy decision. Watch the hockey.
Hockey, Tyvo, hockey, Idol.
Albert Brooks joins the cast of Weeds in the season that starts a little over 2 months from now. The comedian plays the father of a pot-smoking suburban MILF, a pot-growing suburban MILF, played by Mary Louise Parker.
I like that. That's good. He's good on anything he does.
He is
like
funny. First Lady Laura Bush will guest host the Today Show next week. That's a first for any First Lady and for the show. And Survivor will be in high def next season. The big news here, Survivor will have a next season.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in your second buzz, the secrets of Scientology aren't secret anymore. And coming up in the final buzz, the Pope's pedophile promise and more about that Marilyn Monroe sex tape. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I saw that today. I was watching the Today Show. They were talking about the sex tape. They had the fact that the guy's going to keep it a secret. Really, I do believe billions of dollars.
Oh, my God.
If you release that on the internet, how do you make the money on it? Without it immediately getting pirated and immediately getting distributed somewhere else. Because when you think of sex tapes, you think of Pamela Anderson.
Right.
You think of Paris Hilton. And all of those, I mean, I was able to see those without paying any money.
Sure, I think we all did. I don't know anyone who paid for it.
So how do you make the money on it?
I don't know if there is any way that you can lock it down.
Oh,
is there, Buzz?
Yeah. Banner ads.
Banner ads?
I have no idea.
No, but really, they're talking about how many millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's a serious question. How many millions of dollars they would make on the value of this. And you can't release it. You can't put a TV special out about it because you couldn't show the real stuff. And apparently, I love this word when they say it on the Today Show. She was doing unnatural acts.
It was a French-styled movie, is what they said in the FBI file.
Fully clothed. But this guy says he's not going to release the tape, so it's a moot point.
And the obsession was J. Edgar Hoover, that he apparently had this tape. And he would study it for hours.
Over and over again.
Because of the Kennedy connection, he was trying to figure out whether the guy that was in the movie, whether it was actually John Kennedy.
Yeah, Hoover seems like such a nice guy.
He was a nice guy. He's tracking everybody, and he used to wear dresses.
Now, if they were to release it as a real video, like as a DVD, it would still get put up on the net, though, because they would rip it and put it up there. So there really is no way to control
it'll
the content.
It'll never be released.
But they are saying that
it
would be worth millions of dollars.
Oh, billions, probably, like you said, I'm sure.
I won't see it.
We all do.
I really really, really want to see it. I do. Well, listen, speaking of sex, since we are on the subject, we have a, I don't know if I would describe him as a sexy guy, but he's got to be kind of sexy because he runs a brothel.
He's in the industry, Mike.
He is the main man. We're talking about our friend Dennis Hoff.
Yeah.
And, man, have there been hookers in the news lately? Oh, we're going to get Dennis on the line to talk about all of this. And maybe your phone calls for Dennis Hoff as well at 877-365-3636. We'll be talking prostitution.
Yeah, man.
On the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.